Well, good morning and welcome to our local spotlight show here at WJBM. This morning I have with me young lady, beautiful young lady, I might add, from Meppen, Illinois, Taylor Sievers. Welcome, Taylor. How are you this morning?
Hello. Nice to be here.
Yes. And Taylor has a farm. She does a little farming. And the name of her farm company is Sievers Blumen Farms, but Blumen is spelled B-L-U-M-E-N. So tell me a little bit about this farm you've got.
Well, we are, like you said, located in Meppen, and so we chose the name Blumen because it's the German word for flowers. So we are a fresh cut flower farm and rose nursery. And we sell fresh cut bouquets throughout our growing season. We grow all of the ingredients for our bouquets. We do weddings. Occasionally we have to order in flowers for that, but we will do weddings all year round. And then this is our second year selling rose bushes. And this year we're excited to offer shipping for those as well.
Oh, great. Mm-hmm. Now, Taylor, tell me a little bit about yourself. You didn't grow up in Meppen.
No.
No?
No, I grew up about 3 hours east of here in a little town called Windsor, Illinois. So a little corn soybean farm, cattle. Was really into FFA, 4-H. Ended up going to college to study agriculture. So was down at SAU Carbondale ended up staying for 6 years because I got my master's degree in plant soil and ag systems, specializing in soil fertility. So
I see. So you've kind of, I mean, when it comes to flowers, you're no amateur. You've been educated.
Well, I wasn't necessarily educated on the flower part, but my focus then was on corn and soybeans. But then I took this class at the end of my master's called Vine and Small Fruit Culture. And it just opened my eyes to the world of horticulture and different, you know, I'd always grown up like, oh, corn, soybeans, this is what we do. And I really enjoyed that class. And it just opened, I'm going to have a farm. It's going to be something different. I don't know what yet. And I landed on flowers later because living in Calhoun, we kind of have some specialty items.
Like, and you picked Calhoun because you knew that the ground was great over there.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You said you thought about all the places to go, and you ended up there. Is that how it happened? Or what?
Oh, no. kind of. You know, I love Calhoun. I fell in love with it. But my husband's from Calhoun. He's a hooner. He's been there forever. So, and he's got some deep roots there. And so he said, you know, we can't live anywhere else but God's country. So that's why we're there.
So you met him?
I met him in college. I actually started at SIU Edwardsville as an English major. So I met him. We were in the same dorm wing.
Oh, in?
At SIUE. Yeah.
I see. You met him. And so what was it like when you first met him? Where'd you guys meet at?
It literally in the dorms in the social lounge. Yeah. We had to do some icebreaker thing. That was the first time I saw him, I guess.
Yeah.
But we weren't actually together till about a year later. And I was invited to be a date to his sister's wedding, and I got to meet the whole family there.
A date to his sister's wedding.
Yeah. Yep. So.
Oh, man, Lindsay, right off the bat.
Yeah.
So that was your first date? You guys
went out. We'd been out. But he hadn't asked me to be his girlfriend yet or anything. But then he's like, you want to be come as a date to my sister's wedding? I'm like, sure. And then I don't think I knew what I was getting into.
I believe that. So Hayden Sievers is who you married. Yeah, I know Hayden. He's a tall, good-looking dude.
Yeah.
I could see why you kind of, might have been attracted to him. And I can see why he'd be attracted to you. You guys... a very nice looking couple. And you have 3 children now.
Yep. One on the way.
And so. One on the way.
One on the way in May.
And so we got 2 little boys. What's their names?
Raymond and Rodney.
Mm-hmm. And a little girl.
Josie Jean.
Josie Jean. Mm-hmm. And
Don't have a name yet for the fourth, so.
You know?
Yeah, not. I was kind of thinking it'd be a girl, so I had more girl names backed up, but
and, I'm a boy. So when are you expecting?
May 19th.
Oh.
So. Nice. That's kind of the worst time for a flower farmer. Yes. Because Mother's Day is our big day, but so this year we're kind of taking a step back around Mother's Day on the cut flowers because they are so perishable, but we will still have our rose bushes available.
And your husband, Hayden, he farms?
Yep. He works on the family hog farm. We're working towards fencing in some new property that we bought so we can start our cattle. We have a small cattle herd, but we're wanting to get into grass-fed beef, so that's our goal.
And I understand that at your home in Meppen, this is where you grow your flowers and have yes. your operation. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little yes. bit about your operation.
So we actually probably grow on, I'm going to say, probably combined with the tunnels now, we're probably a quarter acre, but it's definitely less, it was less than a quarter of an acre. I used to grow just mainly or all outside in like a little field area. It was like 60 foot long and just several rows. But then we ended up getting a grant through the USDA for a large polytunnel or unheated greenhouse, basically. So we have a big 39 by 96 tunnel that we can grow in, and that just helps us extend the growing season. So getting those Mother's Day flowers flowering and blooming at that time, that really helps with that. And then it kind of extends my season into the fall too, as right. well.
So do you have heat out in that tunnel?
No heat. It's just unheated. You would not believe how hot it can get in there.
Really?
Especially if you have it sealed up, I mean, it will get, it's.
You'll just bake in there.
Yeah, you'll bake. Even in, so it can be like 30 outside. And if I'm not careful, and I don't roll the sides up a little bit just to provide a little ventilation, like it can get up to like 80 in there.
No.
Yeah. 60 to 80. Like it's crazy just with the, especially on like these nicer 40 degree days in the winter, you got to really be careful and watch that. So.
So how about a couple weeks ago, a week ago or so when we had that sub-zero weather, did it get cold in there?
No, so that's, yeah, it definitely gets cold. But the nice thing is during the day, that you are getting heat. It doesn't hold the heat very well, but you are getting some heat in the soil. And so at night it does kind of buffer a little bit. But that's the only downside to them is they don't really hold the heat as well. Some people will actually do a double walled poly and they'll blow air through it. And that really helps kind of create more insulation. We don't really have that. And most of the stuff we have, they can tolerate a little bit of cold temperatures. And another thing you can do is add frost cloth on top too for some really sensitive plants.
So when do you start? What are you doing right now as far as like?
So right now we just start, like I'm starting Lysianthus seeds, which is a really pretty cut flower. It actually kind of looks like a rose. A lot of people don't know about it, but it's really long lasting in a vase. But those are such a long lived plant, I guess you could say, that it takes so long for them to flower, so they won't be flowering until late July, August.
Oh, wow.
But they love to get established in the cool weather, so that's why we have to start them really early in January. So I don't really start a lot of other things until about February and March. That's when a lot of everything else needs to be started, and I usually start those in my basement, or if they can handle a little bit of cold, they might go out in the tunnel.
So how many different varieties of flowers do you have?
Oh, boy. So I have really tried very hard in the last couple of years to kind of focus down on like 5 to 6 main ingredients in a bouquet. Because I think in the beginning I wanted to grow all of these things and try it all out. And I've learned what grows well and what doesn't. So I really try to focus to making a well-rounded bouquet of like sunflowers, zinnias, Celosia, Gumfrina, and I use a lot of, for my greenery, I use things that have a scent, so I like to use cinnamon basil and scented geranium, which most people won't know what I'm talking about, but I really tried to hone down what I'm growing, because it can get a little overwhelming when you're growing everything okay. for the bouquet. So.
And I suppose you have a good water source for watering?
Yeah, we've got, we're hooked up to the rural water, so okay. we've got... Yeah.
A question on that.
Yeah.
Water. I had heard one time people collect rainwater and go rainwater on their flowers versus water.
Yeah. Well, and there can be some problems, especially when you're what they call it fertigating, where you're irrigating but also putting the fertilizer in with that. Sometimes, like I have friends that have their water source, it will interact with the fertilizers, or they have to add some conditioners to the water. Mm-hmm. My biggest issue is I have a lot of calcium in the water, so my lines will get a lot of calcium buildup in them.
The real water?
Yeah, with the real water. But it's not been a huge problem for me yet. Now, if I had smaller lines, it would be probably an issue, but not yet. I haven't had a problem yet. Hoping not to.
You know, watering is such a big issue, raising flowers. And I have had some experience with flowers. I took care of the flowers at George's patio for the last couple years. And I found myself really getting into the flowers. I loved it when people would come up and say, oh, your flowers are so beautiful out here. You know, and flowers are beautiful. And but when you're watering, when I was first learning how to water, I overwatered, you know. I'd overwater, I'd underwater. I'd always do something wrong, you know. But what can you tell the folks out there that are listening that aren't quite as into, you know, they love flowers, but they don't know as much as you do. I mean, you know a lot about flowers and about just growing things. What tips can you give them about watering and just about having successful flowers, raising them at their house?
Well, I mean, with watering, I think people fall into usually two categories. They either overwater or they underwater. I actually fall into the category of underwatering because I'm so busy with everything. But biggest thing with houseplants, I know, is people overwater their houseplants a lot of times, and that's what ends up killing them. And sometimes you wouldn't think that giving them so much water would kill a plant, but you're depriving that plant of oxygen in the root zone. And so, therefore, it needs oxygen, and then it's going to end up kind of wilting and dying. So, it's pretty interesting. But
what's the rule of thumb?
Well, a lot of people will say if you're stick your finger down in the soil and see how dry it is, because, you know, the top might be dry, but, you know, an inch down, it might be sopping wet down there, especially with pots. So stick your finger a couple inches down in the soil. If it feels really dry to you, then it's probably time to water. And make sure you give it a nice watering. Some people, especially with potted plants or even just in the garden, just kind of give it a squirt and, oh, it's wet. But you got to let it kind of soak in and then water some more. So it's kind of just depends on what's happening at the time of the year. Is it really dry? Did you have a rain? So there's kind of like a nuance to it, but definitely just get down in the soil and feel around there, and the plant will tell you too a lot of times what it needs. But
now in your operation, you grow flowers and you sell bouquet flowers, fresh cut flowers, and you're selling rose bushes, and you sell those, as I understand, to individuals.
Yeah.
But you also sell commercially. You will sell to flower shops.
Yes. Yeah. So we have we have sold to florists in the past, and if there's florists that are interested in local flowers, we're definitely willing to start a chat with them. It's just a lot of the things that we offer are things that maybe don't ship as well either. So we got some unique things. Mm-hmm.
If I'm interested in your unique flowers, how do I find out about those flowers?
Well, we're on like the main social media, Facebook and Instagram, and then we also have a website, seversbloomandfarm.com. I've really worked hard on the website to try to make it really easy to navigate through and kind of contact us or find out what's going on. You can also hop on our email list there too, and so that's kind of the best way to stay up to date on everything there.
Email list.
Yeah. And so we should have, I mean, everything's there, and you can get like through Instagram, you can get to our link to our website and then go through there. We're also on YouTube as well. So if you're just interested in seeing what we're doing. Our channel is actually called Bluff Bottom Blumen.
And remember, Blumen.
B-L-U-M-E-N. Yeah.
The German word for flowers.
Yes.
Yes. And you have, I know your husband has German descent.
Yeah, Seekers. I do too. So that's kind of why we chose it, because the location where we're at is actually a family home. And
what's your maiden name?
Williamson.
Williamson, okay.
But yeah, that's my English side, but Beeler and was the German side, but Stuckemeyer's and all that. So interestingly, I'm from 3 hours from here. But I found out I had a relative born in Calhoun County in 1860, so that was really cool to find out.
Oh,
but,
yeah?
Yeah.
Who was that person?
Her name was Sophia Stuckemeyer, and so she was German family, German immigrant. Her parents were German immigrants. Yeah, so it was really
that is
interesting.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is neat. So you have your website, and how about do you ever go to any markets or...
We will do kind of like pop-up markets. Like there's certain vendor events that pop up in either locally in Calhoun and beyond. We used to go to the Jersey Fold Farmers Market. Our problem is it's just with our kids being at the age they are, we're kind of, it's limited with mobility, but it's really easy to kind of pre-order something and pick up. And like I said, we're offering shipping with our roses, and we do local delivery within Calhoun.
And how about Garden Flower Expo? Is there something?
Yeah, and up in Hardin, and it just depends. I'm assuming they'll have it again this year, but the last 2 years we've had a Flower and Garden Expo up there, and there's multiple vendors up there, and it's on the riverfront. It's really actually been nice to be up there. Last year we had a storm, but we ended up doing really well up there.
What time of the year is that usually?
That's usually Mother's Day weekend.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
And I heard you mention something about a flower cart.
Yeah.
What is a flower cart?
Well, it started because my dog at the time liked to jump on people. And we were like, we need to make it easy for people to pick up and not have to worry about the dog jumping on them, or they can just pick up at their leisure. You know, maybe they don't know what time, but they're going to be coming home from work, but they want to pick up their bouquet or something. So you can just order through Facebook or go on our website and order, and then we'll just pick a time and we'll have your bouquet or your plant or whatever you ordered ready in the flower cart, and you can just swing by, grab it, and be on your way.
Well, I mean, you've made it easy for everybody.
I've tried.
Yes. And you've got to make, I mean, yeah, with the young children, raising them, you got a lot of work.
Yeah. No, we used to have like some drop points. Like we had a drop point in Grafton, but we'll get that back there one day, hopefully, to where we're a little more mobile. But at this time, we're just trying to make it easy for people to come pick up from us and in any items that are...
With all the stuff you have going on, I mean, you've got three little children, one on the way, your husband's a farmer, you take care of the home, you're raising flowers, you're doing all this stuff, and yet you had time to write a book.
Yeah. My husband thinks I'm crazy sometimes. It's just, you can't shut it off in your brain. I've always loved to write, and that's why I started out as an English major in college, and then I switched later, but... I've just always loved to write, always written stories, and I had a novel completed, and last year I finally submitted it to like a professional editor, and you know, it'd been something I've been working on for a long, long time, and it was just kind of a mess, and I think I needed to go through that experience with the editor, but it was kind of like, we need to just start with something new. So I was like, you know what?
Oh, so you didn't, no, your novel didn't get
edited. I didn't end up, she edited it and everything and sent it back to me, but I never, you know, submitted it for any traditional publishing thing or self-published it or anything.
What was the novel about?
Oh, it was just like
story?
A small town romance mystery kind of thing. I had been working on it for a really long time. So there was so much going on, and, basically took that feedback, and I was like, you know what, I would still like to pursue novels, but I really get this question all the time. They're like, I want to grow flowers like you, or I wish I could grow flowers like you, or I have a black thumb, I kill everything. And so this book is called You Don't Have a Black Thumb, The First Steps to Acquiring a Green Thumb, and it's just my response to that question. So it's a really short, very brief intro to gardening book, and hopefully from there I want to talk about more, but I just wanted to get something really short, sweet, and to the point out to the public and just get the book out there. Yeah. So
does this book, it talks about growing flowers. How about, does it also talk about growing vegetables or anything?
It's just basically a general growing book. So I use flower examples, but I also use vegetable examples and even ornamentals as well. I kind of share some little anecdotes about growing up. My mom is a plant person, and like she drug us around to nurseries all the time, and I remember being so annoyed, and I'm like, I hate this, and now here I am. So
you're doing the same thing your mom did.
Yeah, and my mom has some of the most beautiful landscaping you'll ever see.
Oh,
but,
really?
So I kind of talk about her methodology of choosing plants, which is really just like, I like that plant, I'm going to buy it, and now I don't know where to put it, so I'm going to put it here. But yeah, so I kind of share some anecdotes about that, and then just go over basics, like what do plants really need? They need, you know, water, sunlight, and kind of delve into that a little bit more, or go through the season. One of the chapters is about going through the season, like what are some things that you might need to be thinking about throughout the growing season, like pinching your plant or pruning it or watering or transplanting.
Wait a minute,
like
I see Craig on the other side. The phone is like going crazy over there. So how do they get to this book?
So you can get the book on our website. I have signed print copies that I can ship or for local pickup. And then on Amazon, it is on Amazon. So you can just search for it there. But on our website, I have some links to get to that. So it's a little bit easier. Yeah.
All right. And it's... You Don't Have a Black Thumb.
Yes.
Yes. And, well, you know what? I don't know. I probably don't have a green thumb, but, I mean, I can water. And
yeah.
Well, there is definitely, I learned something about taking care of plants. There's just something, I don't know. It's almost kind of like... religious about it, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, I gotta go water the flowers.
Yeah.
I gotta go, well, who's gonna water the flowers?
Yeah.
You just when you see your flowers grow, I don't know, it's just inspirational or something. You get such a good feeling inside.
Yeah,
with your
for
flowers.
Sure. I mean, and I'm sure people drive by my house and they're thinking, what's going on back there? Because sometimes it can get a little chaotic at the end of summer, but it's really nice when you're out cutting in the morning and you just, it's like the dew's still there, and then it's just, you just stand around and look at it, and you're like, I grew all of these things from little seeds, and
you
they're
know,
so beautiful.
When I mean, you glow anyway, but when you talk about your flowers here in studio, you even glow more. And thank you. Do you have anything else that you want to add to this?
I think that's about it. I mean, just our website and our newsletter are the biggest ways to kind of find out what's going on. And
How about your phone number? Can they call you or not?
Yeah. I mean, they can call. I'm not with my little kids. I'm not going to say that I'm always.
They could leave a message, though.
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, our number is 618-535-4740. And you can call and leave a message, and I'll try and get back to you whenever I can.
Well, thanks so much, Taylor, for coming in.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate
it. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Oh, love it. See you soon.